most embarrassing? Like, if someone were to, like, look at my notes app, I think that would be the most embarrassing thing. Gosh,
we should read our notes apps. I'd like to compare with you. I think I got you.
Do you use your notes app? Because
mine
I know
all
you
the
use
time.
Crazy yeah. thoughts from an insane lady, I feel
all
like.
All the time.
Just because I'm dumping stress onto my notes
onto
sometimes.
The page.
Yeah, so I don't have to live with it. I just dump it in there.
Yeah.
So you use your notes app quite a bit just for random thoughts?
Yeah. Everything, I feel like. Also, like, maybe voice memos, actually, now that I think
voice
about
memos
it.
Are worse than notes for
that
me.
That is probably...
800's a lot.
Yeah, well, actually, it's 774.
I put... Because there's, like, a reminders thing on your phone, but I just use my notes app.
Yeah. Me too, because I will say, remind me, but now I just say, put in my notes.
I feel like it doesn't work.
To it.
Here, I'll just play some random recordings.
Yes! Tomorrow.
Perfect, yes.
Ready yes.
to
see?
And they're probably all, like...
you're so brave.
Guitar.
This is amazing.
This is very brave.
That's for comedy stuff usually anyway.
And I'ma talk, it's a rhythm tonight. And I'ma talk, noodle rhythm for my heart.
What was that for?
I don't know. I guess I heard.
Did you like the rhythm?
I guess I thought of a...
Wait, that's that good. Was really a good one to play for.
It sounds like I'm eating something.
And I'm a donk?
I'm a talk, I think I'm saying. Okay. It sounds like I'm eating something. Let's see here. Hold on.
And I'm a talk, it's a rhythm tonight.
That has potential. I'll tell you what.
Did you wake up in the middle of the night and sing that?
No, it's like when I'm driving. Because when you think of a melody, it's like I can't. I used to call myself and leave answering machine, but now I do this.
Oh, that's interesting.
It would be a shame if I like died in a wreck because of that. Let's try. You want to try another one?
So she's someone retrieved your phone.
Wait, can you play that one more time? Because were you eating?
It sounds like I was.
While you're doing that?
It sounds like I was, yeah.
Let's hit the replay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And I'm a talk, it's a rhythm tonight. And I'm a talk, noodle rhythm for my
doo-doo. Doo-doo.
I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting some kind of guitar
you're
riff.
You're definitely chewing something.
And I'm talking to me tonight.
I think he thought that was going to be good, too.
I don't
you
know.
Hear, guys, I'm going to get vulnerable.
Okay.
I'm going to play
okay.
one.
Okay.
Oh, look how happy he is. He's so cute.
I'm not happy. I'm sweaty.
You look happy.
I'm sweating
it
for you.
Yoinks, random late night. This is not good.
Do you know what this is?
I know
is?
What it is.
Okay.
I woke up because...
I'm nervous.
I thought I had like, you know, when you have the late night thought yeah. and you're like, this oh. is good. I'm going to make it.
Dude. Yes.
Prepare.
This is going to change my
I'm
career.
This is going to change. It's not going to be, you guys are all okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That is so cute.
I forgot about it. It was at like 4 a.m.
Oh, that's so cute.
That
I love
is
it.
Awesome. I didn't know anybody
gosh.
Else did that. I thought I was the only
my
one.
My glasses are foggy.
I'm going to make it big. This is it. This is the one.
Oh.
You're welcome.
I did.
Thank
I thought,
you. Thank you so much.
I thought I was the only one that did that.
Can you play that one more time, please?
I don't know. That's
oh,
it.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
He did it once.
I played mine 3 times. Talk wow. to some realness
this
and that.
This is not something I normally do. I'm literally sweating. Okay, here we go.
So wait a second. You woke up and just... We're thinking of this when you're
at 4 in
bed.
In the morning.
You know when you have the melody yeah. in
have,
your head.
Yeah.
And you are like, this is it. I'm going to make a banger.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was just like, it was
a
one of those.
Slapper.
I was almost asleep and I woke myself up
yeah.
to do this.
Yeah. And like, it was worth it,
wake
Luke.
Up, wake
it
up.
Was worth it.
I got to record this.
I didn't know that it would be worth it, but now I know.
Yeah, it's gold.
It's still going. It's still going. Oh, that's, I love that so much.
Hey.
Oh, that's my favorite.
You guys
that's
are so brave for that.
You know who's good? I think Luke Capone is going to probably have a little maybe. something.
Maybe we need to give him a little more. Luke. We need to give him a little more.
I definitely have some, but I'm very scared to play.
Play
any
one.
Of them.
Just play one.
I don't know what they are.
I don't have any voice ones. So
do you think you have any voice ones?
Let me try another one.
They
all are.
The good one. I'm looking for the short ones. Like this one's 13 seconds. We'll see what it is. Let's see what it is.
Kind of sick.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Let me play this one. It's only 13 seconds.
I did find one.
Okay.
Did you come up with that? Or were you
that
trying
I,
to? Brendan. Or was that somebody else's?
Okay, are you ready?
Like yeah.
This is Olivia's.
Okay.
That's not you.
That's not you.
That's good, though.
But what are the odds that out of all of them, I picked that one? Anyways.
Man. Who is that, though? I got a name for this segment.
Yeah.
Voice memo roulette.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Voice memo.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Let's do this. Okay. I'm down. Okay. It's going to be absolutely horrible.
It's going to be bad. Like, this is going to be, I will dread doing this podcast. No, like, we have to spin a wheel. We spin a wheel with all of our names on it. Okay. And when it picks on it, you have to Russian roulette, or no, not Russian. You have to voice memo roulette.
Yeah. Okay, should we just spin this remote?
Huh? We're doing it now.
Yeah.
Right, except for I don't have any voice ones.
You do.
I mean, no, I you honestly don't. I promise you.
You have none.
You need to start.
Okay.
Well, I just don't ever think to do it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
It never occurred to me to do it.
So the top of the remote is the pointer.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
No.
No, I gotta do
that's
that.
You. That is totally you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. So do I just close my eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, this is gonna be so bad. This is bad.
Liv, you have to scroll.
Tim, you can't pre-pick it.
I know.
And when I play it,
it's out there.
Is it just 10, like 5 seconds?
5 seconds. Seven seconds.
Okay.
That's good.
Oh, heck yeah. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Okay.
All right. That's fine. Hey, you made it through.
I passed that one. That was very
I'm so sweaty for everyone
all good.
Involved.
It's so funny.
Okay, ready?
Like
next.
All good.
One more?
No, not one more. We have to wait till next week. We have to
fine.
Put suspense.
Yeah. Fine.
I can't handle another one right now.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Okay, it's going to be fun. Okay, so something that we have to do is that people don't know, besides you, everyone knows who you are. They don't know who we are.
Right.
So we have to introduce ourselves to the camera.
Oh, yeah.
That was
a
request.
Oh, okay.
So I think to start the show off, we should introduce ourselves.
Okay.
You can go first.
Olivia Grass, 25 years old, 160 pounds, blue eyes, and that's all you need to know about
What are your pronouns?
My pronouns are the one and only, OG.
OG.
Those are my initials. And that's about it.
Heather.
Should I say who I am?
Yeah. Did you say Olivia?
What's your position on the show?
Right. Oh, I'm so sorry.
This is a corporation.
Can I restart?
Yeah, sure.
My name is Olivia Grass, formerly Olivia Hawkins. If that doesn't give it away, I don't know what will. Next.
Daddy's money.
Daddy's money.
Here, honey.
What?
That was really
good. Oh, thanks, Dad.
Money.
I'm so proud of you.
Aw, this is so sweet.
I got one right.
I'm Heather Hawkins. And this is my lovely daughter, and my husband, and my son-in-law. What should I say?
Nothing. That was
that
good.
That was good.
That was good.
I mean, because you can see what I look like.
Do you have a podcast title? Can we all have titles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Sure. For our LinkedIn, for my resume.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is the title? Maybe we should come up with it for next week or come up with
you
it
can
now.
Come over right now.
I don't know for me, but.
Heather Hawkins, I don't know.
Quality control.
Quality
control.
She keeps the conversation going.
Yeah.
I'm the balancer.
The balancer.
She's the rock. She's the normal one.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Who am I?
I like when Dad does those voices. He's looking at one person to see if they're like,
I know.
Are you on board with this?
It's like the musician stare, but for weird voices. Like
so how long should I stay in it? How long should I be for? No. Right, like Louis Armstrong.
Okay. All right.
My name is Luke Grass. I speak with my hands. I got nervous whenever it came to me. What is my title?
Quality control.
My husband.
I am Olivia's husband.
But that's not your podcast title.
It is.
Quality control.
Everyone's favorite.
Yes. There we go.
Yes. Star, what do you call it? Teacher's pet.
Teacher's pet, brown nose, keep them going. That's right. Suck up, people pleaser.
Ooh.
All of the above.
All right.
Yep.
All right. I wouldn't have said that, but.
Hey, we all know it. We're all thinking it.
We aren't all thinking it.
All right.
We aren't all thinking it.
That's enough of that.
Now,
are we all thinking it?
That's enough.
All right.
You get a new light back there?
We do. We got some. We
That's
we had
lighting.
Brendan, our engineer, put up some.
Oh, yeah. We got to introduce Brendan.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Who's Brendan?
Oh, sorry.
You mean Grumbin?
I mean,
Carl?
B-Man.
What's his name?
He's wearing some khaki shorts and a champion, white champion t-shirt.
Oh, wait, what's it?
That's our
wait,
man.
Can he be
what
seen?
Do you call him, Cooper?
Cooper.
Yeah,
I call
Dad
him,
thought his name was Cooper. Cooper. So yeah.
He looks like a Cooper.
He looks like a Brendan.
You know what a Cooper is, actually? The job? You know, they used to, names were your job, like Smith.
Yeah,
was
blacksmith. Smith.
Cooper
yeah.
was a barrel maker.
Oh.
So take oh. that and run with it.
Nice.
That's cool.
Run with it. What is your word you're using now, Brendan? What is it? Little Jit.
Little Jit.
He's our little engineer Jit.
Little Jit.
He's our engineer Little Jit.
We love that Jit.
What does that mean?
Seems so offensive.
I just really hate saying
it. I really hope.
It does sound offensive.
To anyone out there, if it's offensive, it's Jackson's fault.
Yeah, we blame Jackson.
Little homie.
Oh, okay.
That works.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because we did the word thing last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
So that's would add that to the lexicon.
Yeah.
So we've got accent lighting behind us now. Yeah. Soon to have video, everybody.
Yeah.
We have
video. We just don't have TV screen.
That's right.
We're getting there though.
Yeah,
look,
we are.
It's already on.
We're getting a new switcher.
Literally.
We are getting a new switcher, so we'll be able to
Perfect.
Put that into.
What's
so.
A switcher?
Cool.
As soon as little Jit over there gets his act together.
Wait, now that's his name.
Yeah. Little now Jit. He's on the payroll. He's kind of slacking.
Now he's a.
Dude, Lil Jit, we got to make a shirt for you.
Lil Jit? Yes, it's just a little
oh,
baby
oh,
by
oh,
computer.
Oh, I really think Get You Another should be a shirt.
Get You
yeah,
Another
on
sure.
a mug, on
yeah.
a shirt.
Yeah.
Get
yeah.
You Another. And
put it on
I
a
think,
mug.
I think that would be like a Southern style coffee shop. Call it Get You Another.
Get You yeah. I love
I
it.
I think
though.
That's yeah. pretty.
All right.
I like it.
So design
Lil
it. Lil
Jit.
Right? Is well, Livy doesn't have time maybe to
Can
design
Lil Jit design it?
Can we have maybe one of our audience members design the shirt?
Yeah,
give us a good shirt. Something that
would
I would wear.
Where would they send it?
So wait, let's make it clear. It's yeah. the Get You Another is on the mug, and the mug is on the shirt.
On the shirt.
And you got to have a coffee style look like it's
Well, it's
a
an actual
shop.
Mug, but
yeah,
you
what if it's
tape
a real,
it to his shirt.
Yes, yes.
What? What did yes. you say? Mm-hmm. I,
yes.
I missed it.
That.
Actual mug, Get yes. You Another, taped to a
taped
shirt.
To a
wait,
shirt.
Can it be oh, instead right. of the breast pocket, it's a coffee mug?
It's a coffee
oh.
mug.
Oh.
These are,
wow.
yes.
No,
that's
no.
a great idea.
So, yeah, actual yep. the actual pocket that looks like a cup.
Yeah, but it's actually.
Oh, come
it
on,
has a
man.
Little handle on
are you
it.
Kidding me?
It's pretty good.
That's
so,
a great
guys,
idea.
Why aren't we in fashion?
That's
how,
a great idea. How do you wash
look
what,
at us.
What if it's
that's
like half
question.
The cup so it kind of comes up, like yeah. half of it?
And
know?
Then the other half is on the back?
Oh, and then you can do little baby clothing and have a little espresso.
Little baby so cups. Cute. And it's like a family story. So you have the baby one, and then you get progressively
so
bigger cups.
Can we make it to where you can really drink
like
out
Papa
of it?
The Papa cup and
not
the
that
mama
you would,
cup.
But if you wanted to.
No, I, yeah. my goal is that you pour cereal in it and milk. So
okay.
you always have.
So put a plastic lining?
Yeah.
Yep. It's like a
question,
TC Tuggers.
Question. Yeah. How do you wash this?
You don't. It's just
sure.
a stinky
It's not
wash.
To be washed.
Okay. You just you buy
wear,
another.
Wear one time.
You put it in a dishwasher.
Yeah, you're right.
You that's how he said it first.
Oh,
I
sorry.
Am nothering.
Yeah, well,
no,
thank
sorry.
You.
Get you another.
You put half in the dishwasher and half in the washer.
So really, all you have to do is move your washer right by the dishwasher.
Make a kiss.
Yeah.
So,
no biggie.
That sounds crazy.
No
that
biggie
sounds
at all.
Legit.
But I'm still gonna have to warm up to that.
But anyway, how if our like an audience member were to design it,
where you can would send they it send to it? The Tim Hawkins Podcast Instagram.
Instagram, okay. Tim Hawkins Podcast. Oh, there Instagram.
You go. Yeah. Okay, and the winner gets
where we will see your DMs.
One of the t-shirts for free.
Yeah, there you go. The satisfaction.
You can send
knowing.
A real t-shirt though.
I mean, not when the t-shirt is made, one. If they're the winner, then they get.
Oh, absolutely.
Give them a bunch of them.
Give them a box full.
Give it to their friends.
What are they called? Gitchinotherns?
Okay, that's another thing. How do you spell it?
Gitchinotherns. G-I-T?
With a
Gitcha?
Gitcha.
I think it should be like Gitchi.
With an I?
Like Gucci?
G-I.
Gitcha.
Gitchinotherns.
What is it?
Oh, not G-I.
Is it one word?
G-E-T.
Gitcha.
I think it's two words. Gitcha.
G-I-T-C-H-I.
No. G-E-T-C-H-I-N-O-T-H-E-R-N.
Apostrophe.
But it's N-U.
Apostrophe before
Nothern.
The N?
Nothern.
Oh, yeah.
So,
N-U.
It's almost like
Northern.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Nothern.
Let's not get stuck in the weeds. This show is not about getting stuck in the weeds. Wait.
Whoever designs it, if that part is spelled wrong, that's okay.
Well, just spell, just put a bunch of spellings.
We just need the design itself, and then if we need to change the spelling, once we get that nailed down, you can go ahead and go for it without the proper spelling.
Perfect.
Or unless you, because Nothern should be N-O-T-H-E-R-N.
N-U-T-H. Nuh.
Oh, with a U?
Like
N-U-T-H-R-E. Well, like we said, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Nothern.
We're just spitballing.
Yeah, spitballing. Yeah.
We're just brain dumping.
Yeah.
This is what's in brain Heather's dumping. Voice
that
memos.
Be another
how to spell Nothern.
Yep, that's exactly what I have in mind. Mine is boring and psychotic. All in one.
What?
My notes. There's no voicemails.
Heather is so, it's so intimidating because we'll go to church and Heather's just flying with the pen.
Yeah.
Just flying.
But you know why?
At one point I was like, I need to start taking notes.
I know.
I, I don't ever look at them again. I don't keep them. I just only do it so I can, that I pay attention. So I pay attention.
Ah, that helps
It's
you.
Just to stay focused. That's all it's for. All
right.
It's not for
I feel like I've said this.
Anything.
But it's hard for me to stay focused sitting.
Yes,
I like because I listen to everything working out or like while I'm walking or like doing something.
Right.
So it's hard for me
just to walk around in church.
But the taking notes is good.
They should put treadmills in the back.
Get
like just
steps.
Make a gym in the back.
When the kids were little and you're on the road, I used to stand a lot in the back or stand at the soccer game. I just had to because you have to do a lot of sitting when you have little kids to drive everywhere. There's a lot of
kids.
Sitting going on. So I just found other ways
just
to
get
stand.
An Uber.
Yeah. You got to be in shape to be a parent.
Yeah.
You really do. It's a lot of lifting and carrying and holding, just holding. Like the way moms, they'll hold a baby, like they'll hold them on their hip.
Yeah.
It is impressive.
It's not a natural move. It's not a natural position.
It is.
But isn't it?
It's the most natural position.
Well, you got those nice hips.
Nope,
that got
nope,
the
nope,
nice
nope,
little
nope,
shelf.
Nope.
But most women
nope.
do.
Okay.
Wait, let's talk about
enough
it.
Enough of that.
No.
This
no,
is another
no,
segment
no,
called
no,
Our
no,
Love
no,
Life.
No.
Please.
No.
Please stop. Please
it
stop.
It starts
I
usually
will
about
walk out.
10
I'm not
p.m.
No.
Stop talking.
Why?
He only does it because it bugs you. But
this is
don't.
A public thing.
Yeah, it's rude.
That's enough.
I don't. I feel like I have to.
No. No. I don't even want to know what you're going to say. Can we move on? What
yeah.
is the next segment? Please.
Heather. Hey, Heather. What did you have to drink today?
Like, all day or just now?
No, what?
Yeah, what's your drink today? What's your green drink thing?
I had a lot of drinks, but this
yellow-y.
One is lemon peels and lemon and celery. Yeah, and electrolytes and some sea salt.
It's always a different color.
Yeah, I didn't put the spinach in it like I normally do because I didn't have time.
Right. Are you trying to play music?
Yeah, and it freaking disconnected.
Yeah,
hey, watch the language.
Gosh. Oh, should I take two on that?
Luke got really mad there.
Get the bleep button ready there, little jit.
Yeah, because I got to start actually, I got a new protocol, so I'm going to have to start drinking some other.
Wait, can you get Luke's face when he's flustered?
Stuff.
It's really funny.
It's annoying.
He looks like a DJ. He's got his, you know, he's doing the computer. He's over here on the
He'll
the
look
board.
At me.
You're doing
so
fine.
Angry. Yeah, sometimes technology just, it do be like that.
I literally had it working before.
It's all right, man.
No, but we're talking about like,
it's the most.
Note, like notes, like before we played the wonderful voice memo segment, we're talking about notes.
Yeah.
So you, like two nights ago, yeah, because I have this thing where I can remember stuff, like different ideas will come and I'll just remember them and I'll get up and I'll write them all down.
Yeah.
And like one of my things was in my dream, I was at church and the pastor wasn't there, so I had to do the sermon.
Oh, wow.
So I decided to do it about donuts.
Wow, is it good?
Okay.
And I thought it was genius.
Yes.
But then you get up.
Did you write it down?
I didn't, but I actually went into AI and I told AI to write me a 10-point sermon on donuts.
Oh, wow. 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 I'm actually very curious. I feel like there could be something there.
about donuts, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. So the sermon is called The Donut Parable, Finding Fulfillment in God's Delight.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I mean, okay. Point number one, the hole in our hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Just like a donut has a hole at its center, we often feel a void in our lives, searching for something to fill it. This emptiness is a reminder that we need God's presence to complete us.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
How about this? Point number two, the temptation of empty calories.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not?
Wow.
Yes.
Dang.
Is that not true, Lil Jit?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Donuts are delicious treats, but consuming too many can be harmful to our bodies.
Yeah, I kind of want a donut.
It's just moderation, right? Libby, you guys know about this, right? Moderation.
We do not know.
I wish.
I mean, with our love life, it's more
No. No. No one wants to hear this.
Okay. I do. I want to hear it.
No. Enough. Play the song.
I'll just shoot one more. So it's just temporary satisfaction, but they cannot truly nourish our souls. We must be cautious of the empty calories of life. Dang. That's not bad.
It's pretty,
that's pretty good.
That's not bad. I'll take 10 points. I won't.
So I like that because AI knows that God is, you know, fulfilling.
I think AI is a Christian.
It is, because one time I said, AI, how do you get saved? And it walked me through everything beautifully.
That's so great.
And then I was like, AI, how can you like tell someone that God, like, who thinks that God is not good, that he is good? Mm. And then it like gave me all the reasons.
I love that.
Yeah. Pastors, watch out. Yeah. AI's coming.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, it's here.
Yeah.
Well, it's did say the cautionary tale about the AI is rewriting the Bible. But it doesn't have to be like that. If we keep inputting enough of this, these questions that draw
just keep
out
AI
the best,
accountable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It keep it accountable. Has an accountability partner.
Yeah. Who is AI's accountability partner? Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Sweet baby Ray's.
Baby Ray's.
So yeah, that was one of the ideas I came up, just thought of in bed.
Wow, that's a pretty good
one. And wrote it down. But some are just...
Well, you dreamt it, you said.
Yeah,
I
dreamt
it. See, that's the thing. Yeah. That's why you write them down, because once in a while, you get one that's like, oh, this is actually a good idea.
Yeah. You never know it's going to be a hit.
There's a Seinfeld episode about that, where he writes something in the middle of the night, and he can't read the writing.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
That's really funny.
He's like, what is this note about monkeys? I have to know. I can't remember what it was exactly, but
you guys ever get up and you can't make sentences? Like you get up suddenly and you just can't really. Because the other night there was a frog in the laundry room, and Heather was like, we were going out the door to do something that night, and we came back and we saw a frog on our way out. It was a little frog. Mm-hmm. I'd never seen a frog around around this house, but it's in the laundry room. How it got in there, I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
But I touched it and it was alive. So
he
I was thinking
left it there.
That Pippa had it in there just for, I don't know, just a toy or to maybe a snack later.
Just to torture.
So I came back and I forgot about the frog. And then in the morning, I got up and I said, and I was just kind of, oh, get up, man. And I was up. And I said, have you seen Frog yet?
To me?
Yeah. I was like, have you seen Frog yet?
That's the first thing you said.
Not.
That's the first sentence you said that day.
It just came out and my brain wasn't working right.
Well, I feel like you got the point across, though.
Yeah.
Good.
Right.
It was caveman
talk. You didn't waste any breath or
seen in Frog and yet.
Have you seen Frog yet?
Yeah. I mean.
I sound like Tarzan.
I got what you said.
Well,
I realized when I had chemo. When I was on chemo brain, I'd wake up like that. Weird, like I can't get my brain to function.
You were blaming chemo for years after chemo.
I didn't
chemo.
Blame it. I'm just saying it's a thing.
Yeah.
Libby, go on.
I just said I realized I am a toad. If I were to be an animal.
Why?
I would be a toad.
I thought you said you were a sloth before.
No, I'm a toad. Because I don't know. Toads, they kind of hide, you know. But they're easy to catch.
What's the difference between a toad and a frog?
I just feel like I'm toad-like.
Toad-like? Toadish?
But then I realize everyone's kind of like a toad, if you think about it.
How?
You're not tracking?
I have never thought about
it. You have to keep explaining your point.
Well, I don't know. Well, I guess because I used to catch toads, and then I got warts because of that. So I had to get them frozen off.
But was it really because of that?
It was. Oh. Once I stopped catching toads, I didn't get
that
warts.
That might be true because you were the only kid that got toads.
But I used to catch toads, and I'd make them little houses. So aren't all of us just God's toads?
Maybe.
You want me to ask AI to...
Really?
To complete
that? If you think about it.
I'm listening.
And sometimes God will like catch us, you know, and put us in a box.
Make us a little house?
Forget it.
It's sweet.
No, did you like have a little hammer and just like make a real house?
This is one of those late night thoughts.
This is a notes app note. Forget it.
Yeah.
No, it's
Luke,
good.
What are you mouthing to me?
Oh, I was going to say you could use that for your new segment.
Ah, yes.
Because it would fit perfectly.
It would.
Because no one cares.
You know what? Yes.
You want to redo
it?
I
feel that. Yeah. Let's redo
that. Oh, is this a new segment?
Ready?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. New segment. Yes. Here we go.
Here we go. Something happened to me this week that
I think was pretty interesting, but will you think it's interesting? Wait, what was that?
Something happened to me?
That's awesome.
Wait, I didn't hear it.
I want more. Something happened to me this week that I think was pretty interesting, but will you think it's interesting?
Woo.
He's getting better.
Bro,
that is so good.
That kind of gives me the chills. I'm so proud of him.
Me too.
All right.
I'm just filled with pride.
So the new
segment is something happened
to me this week.
Yeah.
That I found interesting, but you might
but
not
you
find
probably
interesting.
Okay. Won't think it's interesting.
Okay. So Olivia's is
I'm a toad.
She thought that was
cool. Oh, so you've already done. Okay.
We're all just God's toads.
Yeah.
So.
So there you go.
Yeah, we're all just gods. This is mine. So this week we were watching YouTube, as you do.
Yeah.
And we found something called Poga Palooza, which is skateboarding, but on a pogo stick.
What? I think that sounds interesting.
Okay. So here's the video. It's on the screen. Everyone go look it up. It's called Poga Palooza. We're going to watch
us.
It.
It's
and
there.
You can't.
No, they're going to at home look it up.
Yeah, watch it at home. Here we
all
go.
All right.
Freestyle finals.
The music is pretty absurd, so I'll keep it low.
Okay.
Will this be...
they're pretty much just jumping around
that
a pogo
guy
stick.
That guy knows how to pogo.
Yeah.
But he's not...
Whoa.
Is he skateboarding
no
too?
No skateboard.
Oh,
it was
okay.
backflip
on a pogo stick?
Yeah, I don't know what these words say, so... This kid's only 13.
And then they just like pogo off of walls and stuff.
You could break so many bones.
This was
doing
on
that.
Live TV.
That looks
the other
fun.
Day.
See, this is I can't really watch this. This is like at the circus for me because
it is kind of
it's
making
like watching
me
the trapeze. I'm just waiting for him to fall.
Yeah, it's making me like my stomach turn.
I think it looks fun. But
I wonder if they have like sponsors like
If you are doing this, are you a pogoist?
That's a good point.
I like that. Pogoist.
Is that what you would call yourself?
Okay, I am a pogoist.
Yeah.
A pogus sounds bad.
Poga Palooza. Like
Brendan
that.
Just put it on the TV.
It doesn't.
So
I bet you those
now.
Guys don't have girlfriends. I'm just throwing it out there.
You don't think Fred grows about?
I bet you
sure
guys get women.
For sure, they have girlfriends.
You think they have like?
There are people who play video games that have girlfriends.
I mean, for the girls are probably watching.
If you're out here,
practice.
You got to be an athlete to do this.
Yeah, for sure.
What if you fall in the pogo just impales you?
Impales you? I'm not that sharp.
What a way to go.
She's such a good
just
point.
Just a pogo right through the chest.
What would you do?
Look, there's all those little obstacles.
Human
things.
Popsicle.
Yeah, I'm not impressed.
You're not impressed by this?
I am not. This is...
He doesn't like it. Hey, I thought it was interesting, but
it's
you don't have to find it interesting.
You don't have to find it interesting.
I found it interesting.
There you go.
So that's the beauty of...
That's the beauty
of Something happened to me this week
that I think was pretty interesting, but will you... I've got one.
Apparently not.
Yeah,
I've got one.
Yours?
I'm at the we're at the nothing. Airport coming back from Cancun, and we're at the baggage the claim, and I learned that my wife doesn't know the meaning of "do me a solid."
What?
Ugh.
What? You don't know?
So, like, we're waiting for. So we're waiting for our bags.
No one's gonna find that interesting.
We're waiting for our bags, and we have one a carry on little roll on that we took on. So we were ours there. It's me and her, and I had to go to the bathroom. Right. So I said, "Honey, can you do me a solid and watch this?" Right. And she's like, "Ew, what? Gross." And I'm like, "What do you mean, gross? What do you not know what do me a solid means?"
I don't. I didn't. I still.
It just means do me a favor, not would you poop for me?
You know what's funny is even when you were telling the story just now, I thought I still knew what it was, and I still thought it was about the poop.
Hey, would you poop for me real quick? Well, I need some help.
I was just like, do me a solid. I think because you said I got to go to the bathroom first. I don't know what I was thinking.
It just threw me off. I was like, what? Do you not know?
No, I did not know.
That's so funny.
Hey. I did not know.
Mark that one, little jit. That's a good little clip.
Good little jit clip.
Little jit clip. Oh, can I tell you another thing interesting happened to me?
That's the beauty of this segment.
Okay, well, all right. The beauty of the segment. And so Heather and I yesterday were out and about. And, you know, as a married couples, you have things that you need to do. And you remember, okay, I need to do this while we're out. And then you have your plan. But no, let's shoot. And you're all, and it's all logistics and all. Let's make this work. Yeah. So Heather had to go to Michael's, store Michael's. And she did one of the nicest things ever.
What?
She said, why don't you go to something else while I'm at Michael's?
Oh, oh well, yeah.
See, wives, take notes. One of the easiest things you can do for your husband is don't make them go in certain shops with you. That's so simple. That's like our best. That's one of the best things. And I'm serious that you can do.
Oh, that's nice.
Stay in the car. Like, oh, you can stay in the car. Oh, that's one of the
that's a good feeling.
Best gifts. For like
Why would you want to go into Michaels?
Yeah, any store with like frames in it.
Joann Fabrics.
Yeah.
And you don't really need us in there because there's not, even the guys in there, they're not threatening.
Yeah. Right. And I don't really want to be in there myself.
So like a Michaels or a fabric store.
Yeah.
Or like Claire's, like that earring store, stuff like that.
Right.
Get me out of Sephora. Or like a makeup store.
I don't like Sephora either. It smells bad.
But I've just learned it's like garden departments.
You like gardening?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No. I like this.
See,
I don't either.
That's why I need you, though, because it's heavy stuff.
I know. I'll carry for you. But I mean, like when you and Mike and Pam came over, and Mike and Pam and Heather really love landscaping and talking about certain types of trees and knockout roses and what should be where. And that's just, I mean, I was like, it's almost like I want to run into traffic. The street's right there.
I get you. Yeah.
It's just because I can't.
Yeah, doesn't
work. But
you can't envision it because even like when we used to go look at houses, when we wanted to buy a house, we would go from house to house, and you would literally say, well, I mean, I like this house, but I don't like that couch. Like, well, the couch doesn't come. Or you'd be like,
I have no vision.
The color of this wall. I'm like, well, we can paint it.
That's true. Dude,
So when we're trying to envision the garden, he has concept.
This picture is not of our family.
Yeah, it's like, it's so literal.
These kids are not ours. This house isn't going to work.
I don't know these people.
How are we going to get that thing down?
So after a while, I learned to be like, okay, I'm not going to listen to that. Just like, look at the guts.
Right.
Do you like the guts of this house?
Right. So you're definitely the visionary. So we're at Michael's, and that's just great. It's just like, men. We just let them stay in the car while you do your thing. We love that. Mm. We're just going to stay in the car and sleep, get a quick nap, or like watch Andrew Tate videos. That's all we're going to do.
Andrew Tate.
So I had another job to go do. So I'm going to go because she has a thing I need to print out because our printers don't. And can I just say that printers suck? Can I just say that?
Printers suck.
Can I just say that?
Agreed.
I can't stand them.
Yeah.
I cannot.
No, it's not you.
I'm not going to say the name of a company. It's all printers we've ever had. They last about 6 months, and then they just stop working.
We have like $10,000 printers at our work.
Right.
Never work. Never. They're broken every day.
I hate them. I have to go to FedEx. I had to go there and pay the money.
I mean, is it the Wi-Fi part of these?
I don't know. Here's the deal.
They made it too complex.
Here's the deal. With our little printer, and when something's wrong, it'll do like two little blue lights. Boop. That means an error code. And then it started doing the purple code. See, that works fine. The error code lights, they're working great.
Yeah, they're really good.
But print me my deal.
Is this
May I ask what you're printing these days?
I was printing an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah,
thing.
We have to.
Okay.
What are you printing Excel for? Now you're up my
well,
alley.
Well, I don't use Excel. I use numbers, but
numbers. It's just a number like spreadsheet.
It's an Excel.
But I can't.
I love numbers because it's more creative. I'm not doing work things and math and
right.
financial things. I'm doing.
So I have to. So I drop her at Michael's. I'm off to, you know, to the FedEx place,
Federal Express.
And on the way, I'm like, I think I have enough time to stop in the on the run, the mobile on the run. Give me a drinky.
Yeah.
All right. Now it's weird because I heard this song on the way after I dropped her off on the radio, and it's a song that we all know, and I'll come back to that. But you ever have something where you hear a song and you go somewhere else and you hear the same song
oh,
the
yes.
same day?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever had that.
You know, that happened when we first moved here, but go on.
But 8 trillion songs ever written and you hear the same one.
Yes.
So I'm listening to this song. I go up because this is like on my playlist thing. So I go into the On The Run. I get my drink. I get an iced tea, a little bit of sweet tea just to make it fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Have to.
Sometimes I'll throw a little cherry in there just to check it out.
They have
got
cherries?
The perfect balance.
Oh, cherries.
Right. And this cookies. Same song was on. And it's the catch. Hold on one second.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
The catchiest song. I think it's the catchiest song ever.
Oh, okay.
It's the catchiest song ever.
Okay.
It was like I walked into this a scene of a movie. So go ahead and play it. Is it? Wait, start over. You got to hear the first part for. Yeah.
So good.
So this same song was on. And so, and it's like everybody's reacting to it. This guy my age looked like a construction worker walking down. He goes, you put the boom, boom. He's walking like this. And then
so
the girl,
happy.
The cashier lady, she's kind of doing this.
It is so catchy.
It was like a music video.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And then there was a kid, Jackson's age. You know how there's always a kid at the convenience store and he's always just kind of a, just kind of looked like he's
about to buy a
it's
bait.
A drag.
It's, like a, yeah. like a
it's
a
drag.
Head.
He's over there and he's just moving his mouth. And he's on like this. And he was lipping the words
That's
to the
so
song.
Funny.
Wow.
It's really funny.
That's cool. That
so you're in a movie.
There.
So you were, yeah.
You were in a movie.
It felt
you were in
like
La La Land.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
That's something interesting that you may not find interesting. But yeah. I think that's, to me, that's the catchiest fun. Song ever.
Yeah, that is really
it's
good.
Did
that kind of give you like hope for humanity?
And it
like,
did.
Yeah,
it was just like
right.
a little bit of sunshine.
We're gonna
yeah,
make
we're gonna
it.
Be all right. Yeah.
In a pretty sunshiny life.
Yeah.
I'm
right.
not gonna say because my life is pretty fun.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's just it's a little bit
a little extra.
Kick in your step.
You felt together, especially the dude, you know, the scruffy beard. Yeah. You've been my soul when your loving starts, because you don't see guys singing a lot
right.
in public. I sing a lot in public, and
yes.
and people will like sometimes react. Oh, it's nice to hear someone singing.
Yeah, sounds like a serendipity loud. Moment.
It was very
yes.
serendipitous.
That's very fun. Wow. I love that song.
But
cute.
I was going to ask you guys what you guys like
catchy
songs that you just, every time you hear it, it's just like, gives you a little
bump. Probably Sweet Caroline. Sweet Caroline. I feel like that's another one that once it plays, everyone is singing.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. That is true. At the weddings, especially.
Yeah.
That
what is it about that song, though?
Because it's got like, the bop, bop, bop.
Yeah, and it has that happy.
Yeah.
Kind of like the beginning of the song, how it has that little peppy thing.
Mm. Can you think of any?
I don't know. The one that came to my head was Love Shack. I don't know why.
Yeah. Oh, that's
yeah.
true.
Love
yeah.
Shack.
That's true.
I don't even know. Love Shack.
There's something in the money.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
We used to do that in karaoke. And I could do the voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was right. You did that at when we were first married and we all got together with
Love
you.
Shack, baby.
Woo.
Hop in my Chrysler. I think, what was the song? I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
That's a catchy song.
Yeah, that's a catchy
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Or like,
there's one
isn't she
to...
lovely?
Oh, I love that one.
Don't you yeah. know what that song's about?
His daughter?
His daughter.
Yeah, yeah. so mm-hmm. sweet.
Yeah.
Yes, Sophia Richie. She's the new icon, so.
Is that who that's about? Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
Yep.
Oh, what's her name?
Sophia Richie.
No. Wait. It,
yeah.
No, that's not. It's not.
It's
Stevie
not
Wonder sang
Stevie
that song.
Stevie Wonder song.
Oh, what is the one that he did then? What's the Lionel Richie song about his daughter?
Oh.
I don't know.
You're once, twice, three times.
No, not I think that.
Three times a baby.
That was actually
three times a baby.
Maybe I'm crazy.
Well, I'm crazy what, like that. Cooper, what's you got any catchy songs?
I can't think of any.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. true.
How's that
levitate
go?
By levitate. Who? Dua Lipa?
Right foot, sing it. Left foot, levitate.
How's it go?
Actually,
I don't know if I...
Dua Lipa and the baby.
She's a...
Oh, yeah, I like this. I love that. I didn't know what it was called or who it was from. But I love the way it flows.
That's good. She's
Mine's
got a smooth
actually
voice.
A John, the She's first good. John Mayer song I love.
I wanna run through.
Yes, that one always makes
I
me feel.
I wanna scream at the top of my lungs. Mm-hmm. Didn't Dua Lipa do a song with Elton John? Is that right? They did like what's that one called? Rocket Man.
Yeah, that's good too.
She's so pretty.
Rocket Man.
I would love to hear.
Burn down the scene on Pegagon. Set it down a big old shabby sound.
She's got a few with him, I guess. Oh, just it? One. It's just different versions, I guess.
Oh, so it's Tiny it's Dancer and... Yeah, this is the one.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's a genius for redoing all songs.
Oh, totally.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, let me hear this.
This is giving me the Swedish singer or artist vibe.
Sounds so good. Something's
looking better, baby. Just pass it through.
That sounds good.
So good.
Oh, that's
it's got that
good
clap
one.
In it.
Oh, I've heard this so many times, I didn't realize.
So fun.
Oh, I love this.
That's
is
really
there a whole album?
I didn't
want
to like it. I didn't want to like it.
Yeah, yeah, there is
I
an
love
whole
it.
Album.
That's how I feel with like all of Taylor Swift's new songs. I like do not want to like them, and then I'm like, dang it.
Dang it.
It's so good.
She did it again.
It's way too good.
See, think about her, and when she wakes up and does a voice memo, it actually
like
is a hit.
Gold, yeah, exactly.
But wouldn't you like to hear the ones that aren't? There might be a bunch that are.
That would be.
Oh, I've got one of hers that she did. This is a voice memo from Taylor Swift did. And I'm a talk, it's a riddle tonight. And I'm a talk, it's a riddle tonight. That's actually not a bad riff.
It's actually kind of
good. It's pretty good.
And I'm
a talk,
it's a riddle tonight. And I'm a talk, it's a riddle tonight.
He's gonna talk.
I'm a talk, it's a riddle tonight. It's a riddle tonight. It's a riddle tonight. You gotta be
well, think
something,
of all the popular
though.
Songs Beautiful. From the 70s, and those guys had to be on LSD. They don't even make any sense. Like
that's fair.
When the kids did singing lessons together, they got to pick out their own songs. Of course, Jack picked Blinded by the Light by, who's that for? Mumford?
Bruce Springsteen wrote
it. Yeah, he wrote
it,
but who?
Manfred. Did it, yeah.
The words were crazy.
It don't make any
and
sense.
Libby had to sing it too because Mrs. Robin's like, why don't we just sing this together? And they're like, what?
A Can you pull up that? Burly, pull up a little Blinded by the Light.
There's a fly. Flying.
There is a fly.
Gave the head a squirrely whirly and asked me. I mean, that's like it. You're tripping on something if you're talking about a little early burly. Gave your head a squirrely whirly.
You're doing that.
You're talking something. About this one?
Yeah. And so he was like 8? How old were you, Libby?
If I could
sing,
if
he was just like, what?
If I could
Jackson
sing like somebody,
laughing.
It would be this guy.
Yeah, I love his voice.
Blinded by the light. Like a douche, you know the roamer in the night. Blinded by the light.
That's chopsticks on the piano.
Practically. The layers on this is good too, but just the words, I was actually.
It's pretty neat.
Here we go. See if we can sing the words to it. Too.
Okay, ready?
Madman
drove some Zana when a woman with a teenage Superman. In the dark through the moons, and the
Mozart's
bones is waiting to say. Merry-go-round.
Jazz and crab. Like, what is all that? What are these saying?
In the dumps with the mumps.
That's pretty neat.
That's how he did it when that guy wrote that song.
Adolescent pumps. Give it.
It's like
there's gotta be.
It says Madman Drummond's bum. What? Drummers, Indians in the summer with a teenage diplomat, in the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat and etc. But
that
it's
doesn't
like,
make any sense. You're
with
right.
a boulder on his Bad shoulder, man, feeling kind of older and tripping the merry-go-round, with this very unpleasant sneezing and wheezing, a calliope crashed to the ground.
You know, like
that's
that.
What we just heard.
Like you do.
Like what you does do. Any of that mean?
It happens. The calliope.
It's fun. It's fun.
You can't be messing around calliopes.
Can't be.
Some silicone that's a lesson sister for all with a manager, Mister, told me I got what it takes. She said, "I'll turn you on
something strong, when a coffee break or something
I with forget. A funky break."
So cool though.
Yeah, isn't it wild?
Yeah, but it's fun.
It's fun.
It is fun.
Just some nonsense.
Well, it's like what the Queen song, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
How do you write?
That's
that?
That's one of the best songs.
How
ever,
do you write that?
I think it is the best song ever.
It might be
so fun.
I
but
think
why?
It is.
Best
why
karaoke do you think it's the song ever?
It is so. Like,
all the different
it's like a novel.
The progressions of the entire song.
Yeah.
You have just the it's solo. Like, there's a story. You
right.
have a chorus. It sounds like
it's like
a
it's
carnival.
Like six different songs.
Yeah. And yeah,
it's so
it's
fun.
Amazing.
It is true.
It's fantastic.
I just wanted to know.
And
yeah.
they just don't write them like that anymore.
They don't. Well, they are very. I wonder if they have AI writing some of them because AI is pretty cut and dry. But it seems like they're too literal. Like, we can use our imagination. Can you maybe say words that conjure up an idea instead of saying exactly what it is? Like, I'm going to put my boots on and, you know, ride in my truck. I mean, it's like saying, yeah. It's just saying things.
Hey, you know what
instead
that was?
Of,
that was country music right there.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but it's so literal.
Hey, don't be dissing
Back
on no
then,
country. Come on now.
I just think it's kind of cool.
Come on now.
Like, leave it up to the imagination. Like, you got to figure it out. Like, this is like poetry in the way where you have to read, like, for instance, Blinded by the Light and try to figure out what
Play
it's talking about.
Play something in the orange. This is country right now.
It's the thick of summer, yeah? And hey, you're probably looking for some wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, activity-filled days. Well, Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. Round out your meal and stock up your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons, including breakfast items like our delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, and potato bacon and egg breakfast skillet. Whew. Or, for an easy wellness boost, try refreshing beverage options like cold-pressed juices. Have you ever had a cold-pressed juice? You need to. Shakes and smoothies. So, this July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no messy mess. Head to factormeals.com/Hawkins50 and use code Hawkins50 to get 50% off. That's code Hawkins50 at factormeals.com/Hawkins50 to get 50% off.
Zach Bryan. I actually
literal?
Want your guys' opinions on Zach Bryan.
Is it going to be literal?
No.
Okay. Because
I don't love
he's
this
He's been
song,
growing on me.
He is growing on me, too.
It's like Luke Bryan is growing on you?
No, Zach Bryan.
Oh, Zach Brown.
Not Zach Brown.
Zach Bryan.
I've always liked Zach. Oh.
No, Zach Bryan.
No,
different.
Not Zach
Oh,
Brown.
Different. Okay, yeah.
I actually really like him
it's
now.
Kind of good.
I don't know who he is.
Not kind of. It's very good.
Yeah.
But I kind of like this.
Shot a cigarette. It'll be fine by dusk, but
I'm telling you, baby. Wow, I like it a lot now.
Yeah, why didn't you like it before?
These things
eat
your bones
and drive your young.
Yeah, see, I love this. This is what I'm talking about. It's not so literal. But when you place your head between my
collar and jaw. What do you think, Dad? I can't tell.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know much, but there's no
way at all. You get the stank face.
Yeah, he's stank.
pretty good.
I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't.
Sorry, right, come on.
It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible.
Sorry about that.
Because if I say I miss you, I know that you won't.
We gotta get to the chorus. The chorus is amazing.
Okay, we'll wait. Yeah.
But I miss you in the morning when I see the sun. Something in the orange tells me we're not done. To you, I'm just a man. To me, you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go?
And I got chilies. I got them chilies.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty beautiful.
I'm going to start listening to him.
That's pretty
cute. Yeah, I like that a lot.
He sounds
so
like
that. So that's in the top 50.
Yeah.
Number 17.
Well, because I was looking for like a top 50.
That's pretty good.
I was like, what's going on in the world top 50? But they're all explicit.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the first one, stinks. F You Mean.
Yeah.
Why?
By Gunna.
That's pretty upsetting.
I don't know what this is, but.
What was the song we just listened to by Zach?
Something in the Orange.
Okay. What does that mean? Something in the orange.
And
the
you got to figure it out. See, that's what's cool.
Sunset.
Sunset, boy.
He didn't, instead of saying, there's something about the sunset and it's orange and yellow, he's
something in the orange.
He just said there's something in the orange. And then you got to, you know, that's not super hard to figure out.
To but you, I'm just a man.
They don't leave it to
me,
the imagination.
You're all I am.
That's beautiful. I love that. That's so beautiful. See, that's poetic.
It's beautiful.
It needs to be poetic.
So, anyways.
Well it's, you know.
Otherwise, it's dumb.
It's not what you made in the car the other day.
It's not your voice.
For it.
I get it. I get why you're.
I keep forgetting what it is, though. Maybe it's not a hit because I keep forgetting it.
Yeah, I lose it.
What's not a hit?
Dad's song that he has.
Oh yeah,
that he will make.
You mean
I
this
keep forgetting
one?
What it the is. Hotel?
This one.
He just did that.
You forget this one.
And I'm a talk, it's a rhythm tonight.
Okay, yeah. It is catchy.
Doo-doo. He says doo-doo in it.
I'm gonna talk to the doo-doo tonight.
Yeah. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Do we want to introduce our new character? Heather and I came with a new character.
Yes.
This, you ready?
Yeah.
This character is called Guy You Haven't Seen in a Really Long Time.
Like from high school or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Heather Hawkins, oh my gosh.
Hey.
When's the last time I saw you? My gosh, how are you doing?
Great.
That is great. You look fantastic.
Thanks.
My goodness. I tell you what, it is so good to see you. How's life treating you?
Fantastic.
Really? I don't know. I put on a few pounds the last time I saw you. I don't have as much hair, I don't think, but man, it is, it's been a while. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what kind of work you in, Bob?
I don't know. I just, manufacturing and just, I got a business for my dad that just kind of played itself out and I sold it. I had a few years off, did some traveling and, saw some fun things, but I was like, I like to work. I like to be productive.
How are the wife and the kids?
Well, I was just talking to my third wife, told me right before she left me.
That makes sense.
That, I'm just too focused on the work. And, I'm used to, I'm driven. I'm a self-starter. I like to.
What have you started?
I did some art. I did some drawing.
Awesome, huh? I remember you were good at that in high school.
So I did, cool. But it's been so long since I've seen you.
Yeah,
I remember you used to wear that necklace in high school in eighth grade. Actually,
I tell you, Luke, I don't even remember where I got this. I don't even remember where I got it. But remember, Heather, remember when I had that Camaro?
Yes, I do.
And we went driving to McNair Park.
That's right.
And we call it the McNair 500. We
that's
would just
right.
drive because
so
that's all there was to do, right?
Yeah.
And then little Johnny Bita, remember that?
Uh-huh.
And the cop?
Yeah, he's in bikes now, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll never forget that. We just had some really good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
And with the wiffle ball bat, remember that? We'd go by and we'd hit little kids in the back of the head when you were going by. You don't remember that?
I remember
oh my
you
gosh!
Probably, it sounds
oh
like something
gosh.
You would do.
It's like the dumb things we did.
Now
the
it's funny because
we did.
when we got on the plane, I sat with the first people I could sit with because we were in Southwest, and then he had to go sit in the back. So when we got off the plane, he's like meeting up with me. So he started doing that voice to me like, well, Heather Hawkins, how's it going? Loudly during customs. I was like, stop. That's,
I think I love like, Bob.
Yeah, I like Bob.
Bob's a
Bob
good
makes
guy.
Me feel comforted.
Yeah.
I know. Nice. I could like listen to that forever.
Yeah, Bob's a guy that's nice. Really good on the surface, but his life is just a mess.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But it's that's like, I don't know. I think I just get up. It's like you knock you down. Can you get back like, up again? And I have.
You feel like you want to ask like, Bob, is everything really okay deep down? But you don't. You don't think Bob's going to go there?
Well, it's nothing that a little drinking might take the edge off, you know?
Right.
I feel like Bob would be one of those guys that's around like all the time for about a month and a half, and then you never see him again.
Right.
Yeah. You know those people?
I do.
Yeah.
I
you
do.
Are
I guess
one.
I can stop doing the voice now, but no, that's I liked just the, it. I'm just kind of good. Just working it out. I just think that's
pretty good.
A character that I really enjoyed doing.
I didn't like it loudly through customs, but I do like it.
Yeah, I used to do that when we'd get on planes with my crew. And I'd be like, hey, Caleb, we got a TV. Gonna watch movies. I'd talk like a little kid.
Yeah.
Did he like that?
Did he like
oh,
that?
Oh, gosh. And I'd talk really loud. I don't know.
Well, Spencer does that. He told you the things he'll do.
What's that?
To just torment people that he's with. They'll be on the sidewalk. I'm going to PG it, but
okay.
It'll be like, can you? It's probably better. If
we so it's like... He'll be like walking and you'll be having a normal conversation. Someone will walk by. He's like, yeah, so I was making out with this frog and the other day and like this person will walk by and he'll change a conversation. That's very PG to what he does.
Yes.
But he'll just say something absurd while the person
this
is walking by.
This insane growth on my butt.
Yeah.
Like he'll
and
just.
And someone will just be like.
There'll be like
lots
what?
Of pus in it.
I love it.
Because he'll just throw it out there and the person isn't in on it with him.
Yeah.
Well, and he's so funny because he does pull that off good. And then I remember when he wanted to go on stage at the Wolf Cafe.
Yeah.
But, oh, my goodness, he was a nervous wreck. But he can do that, like,
yeah,
like not care what anybody thinks that's walking
no
by
fear.
The street. And that seems more a little intimate and personal because it's just a one-on-one. But when he gets up on in front of everybody, he's like, I got a sore on my butt. You know what I mean? Like, he just
– yeah.
But that's because it was only he only did it once or twice.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to do it a few
He'd
times.
Be fine. Most people would be fine if they just kind of break through.
I think
and
so, too.
Keep going. But, yeah. Yeah, that's fun. It's fun to embarrass people.
You like to do that.
I do. I don't do it really loud, though. I didn't do it really loud.
No, it was through the court. It was like through the little corridor area.
But sometimes you ever do that, you get a voice that you kind of start doing, and it's really fun to do.
Yes.
Country voice.
Yeah, we can't stop
once
when
we start
our Southern.
Yeah.
We cannot stop.
Like, I don't know if we've done that one podcast. We did most of it Southern, but we've had whole days where we're hanging out.
We've had,
like at Disney, and
you start talking like this, hey, now.
How die.
We used to do that a lot when we were younger, like just get on a voice kick and do it.
It's fun.
And we haven't done that.
Do you think that's how accents started in the first place? Where did they come from initially?
I don't know.
From other people?
Yeah, like I bet everyone from England that came to New York, they were just speaking the same, and then someone just switched it up, and then everyone followed them.
Right,
it's and then my new theory.
Different ways, and they start talking different. They start talking different.
Yeah,
it's a variation.
Lots of influences.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's probably the combining of different cultures, like, you know, putting that with this, because when you think about Cajun, that's in America, but it was like Creole with French, so the accent. Gelled together through different
same
cultures.
Rhythms and stuff like down in because like Cajuns like the down on now down now
down there in the jumbo throw some butter on there
that butter on there
that's
got to be
get
like,
some shrimp y'all some butter on it the
butter on
the
there.
Griddle
yeah because that's Southern but it's got a little bit of probably some French because there's a lot of French speaking people down
there because Jackson and Mike when they were telling me about the different slang stuff they got into a whole thing about how people from Baltimore talk.
Baltimore, that's a tough one to do.
They were all
Baltimore.
About it.
Baltimore. That's one I could never really figure out.
Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what there was. Something that they said from it was like, that was New York. But anyway. Oh, it says Shetland on a Tutlin on the Dugan. Stupid.
Stupid?
Stupid.
Stupid, yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
So it's Shetland on the Tutlin. On the Dugan. On the Dugan. Stupid. which I'm not doing the accent well at all, but you get the gist.
I get it. I guess I always wanted
Jackson
to speak.
Here for that.
I always kind of wanted to have an English accent. Yeah. I always thought it was just the coolest.
Yeah.
And I think it's funnier. Oh, right?
I think people listen to you more if you're English.
I know. It's like Australian. You always see like an Australian on a commercial. Right. And you're like, oh, this guy's, he's Australian. So
or
he
like
knows.
A lot of intellects
I trust
are
this
English.
Guy. Yeah.
Like I feel like.
Yeah. When I was in eighth grade, I went to Stuart Briscoe's church and he was English. And so we had this big crusade at our church. So my four friends and I decided we
like
were going to speak.
You went war against Islam? A crusade?
What'd I say?
A crusade.
No, it was like a Billy Graham crusade or something. And so then we decided we were going to talk like we were from England because we were used to hearing our pastor.
Right.
So the five of us are speaking with English accents to each other. And then there's somebody sitting behind us and they're like, they were legit English. So
they called you out. You
they're
got
like,
caught.
You all are from England. We go, so then we have to lie. And we know no place in England. Like, we don't know the name of anything.
Do you have a tuppence?
They're like, where in England are you from? With their English accent.
London.
We were just like.
The middle part.
England.
No, we were
London.
Like.
Where are you from?
We were
England.
12. We didn't even know anything. We That's didn't cute. Have. We go Waukesha. Waukesha. Just the next town over.
That's cute.
Yeah. And they were like, the more they talked to us, the more they were like, man, I don't think this is legit.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we're so busted.
Spencer says he wants to call in. Can we have him call in?
Oh, I thought he said he couldn't.
Take phone calls?
Yeah, you'd have to do it to call Olivia.
Call Olivia.
We'll go through the computer.
I guess we'll see.
I can have him call me.
Yeah, that works.
I guess we shall see.
Because then if you call Olivia, they don't go through.
I thought you said it wasn't going to work.
And what is it about, you know, put it up to the microphone, eh?
Yeah, I guess the old-fashioned way.
Work around. Here we go.
Who's he calling?
Hey, buddy.
You got to put in speaker, babe.
We're good. How are you? Hello, hello. Let me put you on speaker. Hold on 1 second.
Going like this.
All right, go ahead.
Maybe we could have hired somebody who knew what they were doing over there.
Quiet, you.
Well, Brendan and Cooper is kind together. Of, it's a probationary period. Give him a few months.
He's going to get razzed for no reason.
What's up, man?
I'm just chilling here with my buddy Z.
Hey,
aww,
Z.
Z Capone.
We were just talking about you. How about Olivia was saying how you walk with your friends down the street and you'll say these absurd things when other people walk by? Do you want to share any of those?
Keep them PG.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of appropriate ones.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know.
But if you describe something a doctor might do to you or do for you, that's pretty funny because that's pretty realistic. I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
Then sometimes you can be outrageous or crude, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just I'm too excited about it. I can't think of any.
Yeah. Have you gotten interesting reactions ever from?
Not really.
Joanna?
I mean, people sometimes will just like barely turn, but I don't really look, to be honest. It's
right.
Kind of like one of those things that's just for me.
Yeah.
Like I've got
that's
lots
funny.
Of jokes where no one really understands why I'm saying it, but it's like it just makes me me
Dad
think
gets
it's funny.
That.
You have to
so
be
like
entertained
if someone
too.
What'd you say?
You have to be entertained too. You can't just be giving it out all the time.
Like one of my things I'll do is like if someone says something that you've never really heard before and they act like that's like a thing that people say, I'll say I'm always saying that. That's not really a thing. Or like they think that they're giving you advice on something. Like I'm always saying that.
Yeah.
Like I
that's
always
just a
think.
Good little on the side.
That's funny.
But I just got done listening to a podcast from last week. That's why I sent those texts in the group.
Oh yeah, I was so
confused. I didn't see.
Yeah, I going back, I was like,
what's
I
the group
be more
text?
Clear.
Was it about the footwear at the the Morgan Wallen concert?
Yes, the Hey Dudes.
You're saying cowboy boots was number one. What was the number two most worn footwear?
Hey Dudes.
Hey Dudes.
Hey Dudes.
Hey
Dudes. Was that your guess?
Hey Dudes.
Yeah, he said, this is my guess before you say it. Knew it. So he's guessing
everyone,
before
no
it said.
No one responded in between the time I guessed and when I said I knew it. So then it was just, it's confusing.
Yeah.
That's
no,
okay.
I get it. We get it.
But, yeah. I did like that Urban Jack was on the podcast, though. last episode.
Urban Jack, was it?
Urban Jackson, yeah.
Saying
oh,
that.
Yeah. Oh, the words?
Yeah. In his black accent, teaching you Gen Z words.
Yes.
I have not used any of them this week.
Yeah, it's a, I forgot about them.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those things. Keegan and I were sitting at the table listening to the podcast together, and
that's cute.
He would say one of the words, and neither of us knew. And when we found out what it meant, we were annoyed. We're like, I think we've hit the point where,
yeah,
like we've hit a good point where we're done learning new words.
Yeah,
we're done meeting new friends.
Welcome to adulthood.
Right? Yeah. Yes.
You'll be the Thank same thing you. With music. I've already heard enough
I've
songs
heard
that
it
I like.
Enough. I'm. Yeah, full to the top.
Exactly. I totally get that.
Yeah. Which you never think that's going to happen. You never think that's going to happen.
Like, I've been waiting for the day.
Probably in my 30s when I was like, oh,
my gosh. I've been waiting.
Well, it seemed like a try too hard moment, though. I mean, like you're trying too hard, Dad, you know?
Exactly.
Like when you're in
certain words.
Like when I used to wear the jeans from the buckle. Remember you used to say.
That was like kind of
you're
the
trying a little
the
too hard, Dad.
Trying too hard. Straightening your hair every day. That
straightening my hair.
Hard.
Yeah. That was,
yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah, I didn't.
I kept
it was
on
bad.
You not to.
But. Wearing affliction shirts. You thought that was trying too hard?
Affliction.
He had the necklace like, oh, and the, he had like the leather like, wristbands.
I had the diesel watch.
What was appropriate then?
I mean, it's like,
if you did that now, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. There are certain things. I think I dress better than I used to, but I know my lane. I know my lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. You have carved out your own lane.
Yes.
I need to say that. Because, like, Keegan and I visited from college one time, and you were wearing, like, below-the-knee jean shorts and then, like, jean Birkenstocks with, like, a backwards fedora or something like that.
Oh, yeah, they're, like, fake jean
looking. And I made so much fun of you. And then, like, a year or two later, I'll see someone wearing that or I'll be wearing that.
Yeah.
And I think maybe because of your pull or your influence that maybe that changes a little bit over time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They but did. Someone did tell us that the way you dress, like from the buckle, was not being portrayed on the stage of churches until a few years after your videos were going viral.
Yep.
And then they were actually attributing it.
Everybody was straightening their hair.
You did have someone help you too. It wasn't me, but you had someone help you.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so anyway, so there's been a few people that have brought that to
the
our attention.
The didn't even have any business before you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They're only in every mall in America.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
They were struggling.
No, they were just saying on the church pulpit.
Well, it's like with the skinny jeans I was wearing.
See?
Shut the kid up. I'm making
to
a
talk to you. He's talking
Stinky.
About
hi, Z.
Say hi. Now he's all clammed up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're in the skinny jeans, but my calves are so big.
Mm-hmm.
I know
that they would ride up during a show, like above my ankle, and I'm constantly trying to kick them down.
Yeah,
I feel like this is a humble brag, but yeah.
I mean, my calf muscles are so huge and defined.
So huge.
It was horrible. I mean, the things I go through.
I got the biggest calves.
I was annoyed by it.
Right, I was stretching out my biceps. Were stretching out all my shirts.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Just getting holes in the armpit of the shirt because.
It's like, Lord, why did you make me so masculine? why did you bust me with muscles?
Aw.
Aw.
God, why am I so cut?
Oh, my goodness.
God, why am I so ripped? Dang it. There he is. There he is.
Aw.
Hey, Papa. He's just so quiet until he's not quiet at all.
Right. Yeah. He's so one or the other.
So I had a visit from Levi out of nowhere the other day.
What?
Yeah, I saw that.
I get a call from him.
Oh, yeah.
He's in Waco.
Waco, I forgot. He goes, hey, man, can you take me to the airport on Monday?
And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Can I have some more context of what's going on? This is okay, so he needs me to fly him or take him to the airport on Monday.
Last Monday or this Monday?
Saturday morning.
Oh, sorry.
And
go
he
on.
Goes, oh, also, can I stay at your house on Sunday night? And, I mean, I'm thrilled. I love that. But, anyways, it was just, this is what we deal with.
Yeah.
So he didn't That's even so tell funny. You he was going to Waco.
Oh, no. He was in Waco when he told me he was in Waco.
Levi's like Prince. He just shows up.
Yeah.
He just kind of,
he is like Prince.
There's like a cloud of smoke, and here walks Levi.
Yep. Yes.
Well, was it? Olivia and you and I, or Spencer? Oh, yeah, it was you, me, and Spencer the other day in the car when we were talking to Spence. Like, we want you to make enough money so we can be like Bill Murray.
And you want me to make enough money.
Remember, Spencer and I said, could you make more money?
Your line of work seems to be working for some reason. Yeah. And I guess you make enough farm animal noises as people like you.
All right. Get a new joke.
And
that's what Jackson says. Dad, all you do is make fart noises and play guitar.
He's like, big deal. Anyone can do that.
That's your whole career.
Yeah, but Spencer and I want you to make more.
Oh, you know what Jackson said? I said, well, what's your humor? He goes, Dad, my humor's more sophisticated.
That's what he told us last night.
Oh.
I mean,
he was serious.
Sophisticated.
He's so funny, dude. But the point was,
it's so sophisticated, nobody gets it.
I don't think Spencer can hear me.
Well, that's the thing, because his sophisticated humor is watching terrible Disney original movies.
That's pretty good humor right there. I'll tell you what.
Yes, exactly. It is different, though.
Well, we just want you to make more money so we can be like Bill Murray and just show up at people's houses, do it kind of what Levi's doing, but do it as a high profile, well known person where you just Bill Murray syndrome.
I would love to do that because we get invited to a lot of weddings. I would just love all four of us just to go.
Yeah.
Just to show up.
Yeah, it would
not
be fine.
Not me, though. That's fine. I'm right here. Yeah. Just the four of you guys go.
No, not me. You
get out of here.
Like, the four of us, not you.
Yeah, right, yeah, right. Yeah. No,
well, you got to live here.
You could drive us to the airport for us to get there.
Spencer, you're in the loop.
Thanks.
You've got a big truck with an extended cab.
All right.
You'll be like, go park the car, and you guys have already flown away.
Yeah. Spencer like, was the.
Hey, you gonna text me the ticket?
He's only.
We send you the parking ticket.
He's a firstborn that's treated like a thirdborn.
Aw.
So not true.
I know.
Yeah, so we know that's not actually.
He is a firstborn treated like a firstborn.
He is. Yeah, he's the favorite.
I'm the golden child.
Yeah, Spencer was balancing our checkbook at age 3.
And completely forgot about how to do that somehow.
People in the audience like, what's a checkbook?
Yeah, what does it mean balancing it? How do you balance it?
I get ticked when you see somebody writing a check still at the grocery store. It's like, who are you? What are you doing?
Keegan got a, I will not say which family member in case they're listening, but Keegan got a check for $20 on her birthday.
Oh.
I was like, I think they forgot it at 0.
Oh my goodness.
What is the amount? What is the amount? It's got to be 100.
At least.
Anything less than 100, just throw some cash in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's.
It's not 20.
20.
That's all I know.
That is.
I'm sure
yeah.
the exact
how much
number,
does one
the
check
rule.
The paper cost?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's how much the check
to buy
cost
a checkbook, you're. Yeah. I use one check out of the checkbook. It's about $20.
What's so. What's the lowest amount that you guys have used a credit card for? I got a drink the other day.
$3.
Oh. I did for 63 cents.
I did. Yeah. Yep, yeah, I got on the run.
Yeah,
on
totally.
The run.
Yeah.
What did you buy?
QT.
It was a like a big gulp on
was
sale.
Was
on sale.
What?
It was half drink.
Right. There was no bottom of the cup. It was like it was like a sleeve.
Did you accidentally use your time machine to go get a drink in the 40s?
It is crazy that I could get a drink for 65 cents right now.
Where do you get it? On the run?
On the run.
On the run.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I need to like something from there so I can get one.
You don't like anything.
They don't have camera.
Heather doesn't. She doesn't like, do you want anything from this wonderful store with all the goodies you could ever want? She's like, just give me a sparkling water. Maybe with some like a fruity sparkling water.
But what do you really want from in there?
I mean, honestly, no.
Like Nutter Butters or maybe a Twix. You would like a Twix.
Well, I
a
used Chex to like mix. A Twix, but nothing like that sounds good anymore. Yeah. It just does. I mean, back when
Look,
I was younger,
honey,
it did.
I used to spend probably $10 at least a day at the convenience
okay,
store.
Well, you know what? I know that because one time I remember
I was
in your car.
Kind of in that boat.
Yeah, Tim's in that boat.
Spencer, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm in a similar boat.
Do you eat more? Spencer, do you eat more meals at home or in a gas station?
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, gosh.
Do you eat more meals at home or in your car?
At 10 a.m. seems wrong.
Oh, no.
If you balance it out with a Celsius.
Oh, a pizza and a Celsius for breakfast?
You're living your construction worker life.
Oh, my goodness.
That is definitely the diet of a construction worker.
Well,
for
one
sure.
time I had to use Dad's car on the fly, and we had just cleaned it out the day before. And so then there was like, I don't know, I'm going to say at least 7 or 8 candy wrappers on the floor, which means within a 24-hour time limit, he had eaten at least 7
Yeah. Full size.
So then I saw him later.
The collection happens quickly. You don't even realize.
Yeah, and I said to him, hey, all that? Did you have a candy bar today? He goes, I just had one.
That's a pretty good day for me.
And I go, are you sure it was just one? He goes, oh, well, maybe three.
You're like, all right, fine, two.
Yeah, and then it just kept going.
Well, they have peanuts in them.
I mean, that's exactly, protein.
Yeah.
Sure. Satisfies.
Chocolate's good for your heart, apparently.
Yeah, dark chocolate.
I don't know if it, yeah, I was like, I don't know if the chocolate they're putting in a Kit Kat is good for you, but.
Oh, Kit Kat, a frozen Kit Kat. Oh, is there anything better than that?
I didn't know you had them frozen.
Oh, frozen, yes. Frozen anything, right? Spencer, are you a frozen guy?
Frozen guy?
Frozen candy guy?
Like yeah, frozen? It depends on the thing. I definitely enjoy like a cold Reese's cup.
Oh
yeah, that is
that's
good.
I don't know if I talk about this on the pod. I feel like it's worth saying for other people in case they wanted to try it.
Do you get, like do you, like you or anybody chime in, like, do you like Reese's, Libby? Like, how do you eat the Reese's? Do you go around the edges?
I was just about to say something.
I don't think he finished what he was saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not in the inner circle for a second. Hold on. Let me put you on hold.
Right. Yep.
Let him finish.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, son. Finish your thought.
what I was saying about a cold Reese's is if you have a Tundra, I have a 2015 Tundra, the what do you call it? The air conditioning vents are the perfect size for a Reese's peanut butter.
Oh,
the little slits.
It is the perfect size. So what I do is I'll flip them.
That's hilarious.
I'm facing downward, I'll face them to upward, right? And I'll take all four of the Reese's out, and I'll put each puck in between the grates. I'll do two on the left, two on the right, and then blast the AC.
You take them out?
And no, I just leave them there forever. What do you mean? Do I take them?
No, out of the wrapper.
Oh, no! You gotta leave them. Yeah, you gotta leave them in the little brown wrapper.
Okay.
The secondary wrapper.
Okay.
Because you don't want chocolate all in the vent, I guess.
But I guess.
Once it cools down a little bit, then you just go one at a time. Eat the like the little overflow rim part, like on the very top.
Yes, favorite.
Kind of just like with your front teeth, you do that.
Yeah.
And sometimes you poke the middle through, or you just eat the crunchier crust part that's all chocolate.
Yeah.
And then you go for the good stuff.
I think that would be a good question for our audience to say, what are some interesting candy?
Yes.
The ways you eat, not just candy or anything.
I love what he just said, because that is something I do like is Reese's. I never think to get them, but if you gave, someone gave me one, I'd be like, oh, this is amazing. Put it in the vent to make it cold.
I do with Pop-Tarts, too, so like I'll be thinking of more.
Get on it, Spencer.
Yeah.
Think of more. What about you, Libby? What's a favorite candy thing?
Oh, or sweet? Nutty Buddies, for sure.
What are nutty buddies?
Do you break them off by the wafer layer?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what are the
Nutter
buddies?
Butters or
Nutty Buddy?
What's a Nutty Buddy?
I don't know what that is.
Nutty Buddy is like the wafer with chocolate in between. Or with peanut butter in between.
It comes in a package of two.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Are they like in the Little Debbie kind?
It's yeah.
Like, okay. I did not know. I don't think I've tried those.
They're the best.
Yeah,
they're
I've seen good. Them.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Like the strawberry wafer kind of things, Liv?
No. Yeah. Well, they're like, they're wafer like
no,
that.
No, but those cookies are the
those
best
are
cookies.
Those are good, though.
The orange, things, the brown, and the strawberry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just called it brown.
They're my
chocolate.
Favorite, yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing.
We might have to have another Jubilee.
Selling those for only, 50 cents.
Yeah.
Like a whole pack.
I've seen them for cheap at Walmart.
Yeah, that's true.
Somehow they've made it.
It's
an interesting thing that I think about, though, is like these brands that have really figured out how to do, like how to make whatever product they're making. Shouldn't their price for that stuff go down if they're getting more efficient?
Yeah, you would think.
Like, why would it but inflation. Go up, I guess?
Well, unless there's inflation, it costs more for the packaging, or it costs more for this.
High demand, too.
And that.
I feel like you're being an apologist right now.
Yes, I am.
Because they're criminals, Spencer.
Yeah.
They're criminals, and they're out to get your money.
It's true. They're criminals.
You're welcome.
Yep.
They want to
They just
want to
reach into your bank account and make you cry every night.
It is
Strawberry wafer guy's on his yacht somewhere.
That's right.
That's true. God bless him.
And you know what's really criminal? They haven't made double stuffed Nutter Butters.
That is
hello.
Great point. Yeah.
What
you know? What
you can self do that.
I know, but I don't have the time.
Listen, he can't. He's not a visionary. He can't put that together.
Because this is also a way I eat them. I'll pop the top off, and I'll make sure that the peanut butter stays underneath that top wafer.
Correct.
Right, and if you only get half, you got to start over.
Let him finish.
Well, you can sometimes salvage it as long as you get the bottom. Let me finish. It's I was hoping that would crush, but it didn't. I was hoping that would also crush. No one, is anyone there?
Okay.
Yeah, we're laughing. You just can't hear us.
Am
always.
Am I the only one here?
Tell me you can't hear us.
You're going. You're doing well. You're doing really well.
Okay. All right. So yeah, you pop the top off. You set that aside. Make sure the peanut butter is on the inside of that top wafer because you're gonna use that later.
Yeah.
You eat the middle wafer because that's total BS. There's like nothing on it. It tastes like I don't know, packing peanut. And then you try and get the bottom one. That's the tricky one. The bottom one you have to release with the peanut butter on that side because the way that they make those wafers, there's smaller squares on top of the wafer, bigger squares underneath. So sometimes squares will release the peanut butter easier than the ones with like the littler squares.
This is very complicated. Right.
So that's difficult. So sometimes you have to like scrape it with your thumbnail, put it on the bottom one, sandwich the bottom and the top. So you have chocolate, wafer, double stuffed peanut butter, wafer, chocolate on the bottom.
This is like a math equation in my brain.
Wow. You should bring, you should have a plastic knife in your car for these.
What do you say?
You should carry a plastic knife.
No,
in your
I don't
car
think Spencer should be carrying a knife at all.
He has other knives.
I don't like knives.
Yeah, you definitely don't have a knife collection.
I'm not really a knife guy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe next show I'll buy some packages of Nutty Buddies and we'll just enjoy one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Just split one.
Yeah, I've never tried it.
Do you want them cold or just regular?
Cold.
I'll get some for me, too.
Yeah, Spencer, you won't be here. Hey, thanks for calling, bud.
Yeah, for sure.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. All right, well.
Can't wait till he moves here.
Well, now I want some nutty buddies.
All right, well, next week we'll do it, and we'll have some more segments. And hopefully we'll have video up. Yeah, we can watch some video. So get some videos together.
We need to have another Jubilee, too.
Yeah.
And voice memo roulette. I love that.
Yeah, I think we should do just a few reviews and then call it a day.
Yeah,
but reviews in a day.
What a treasure that was.
Beautiful.
It's amazing.
So I'm just happy I'm not alone, Luke. That made my day.
I think we're all together. On this.
Yeah, you three are good with it.
You're out there. You probably have some.
I don't. I didn't even have everything to do it on my notes.
You do.
Yes, you do. I promise you can search.
Right on.
All right.
Well, here we go. Here's some reviews.
Okay.
Please work.
It didn't work.
There we go.
Time for this week's top three reviews of the week.
Okay, so we put the videos on YouTube, and so now we have YouTube comments, which is by far better way.
What a treat.
It's amazing. Let's just say,
what's so
keep
good
commenting
about it?
On the YouTube. It's so hard to comment on YouTube. A podcast because you have to leave a review, and then you have to comment, and then you can reply on this. It's great. Anyway, one of the reviews said, is Heather Tim's wife. She looks stressed. That's the first one.
I would be
what
stressed
is that supposed
too.
To mean?
The second one.
They're all kind of mean.
They are. They're awesome.
Yeah. I never read YouTube comments.
Yeah, I don't either.
The second one is. And I just picked these randomly. Super random. Mixed Nuts is hilarious. My wife and I found it this past Christmas and loved every minute of it.
Okay. So. Idiots.
Nah. Y'all smart.
That says a lot. That's stressing me out.
Let me think. Oh, the facial expressions just added a whole new layer to the podcast. Let me think. This is just a super random one that I found. Here we go. Is it just me or does Luke look like Pedro Pascal and young Johnny Depp mixed together?
I feel like you're picking out.
Oh, these are. Oh, wait. And then someone's
weird.
Wait, listen to this one. It's just railing on us.
Whoa.
I look like Johnny Depp.
Luke is so hot.
Wait, no, someone replied to it. Random.
Oh my gosh.
I totally see it. Great. Now I can't unsee it. He's attractive too. I'm not
Luke,
even gonna lie. These are just random.
Just take your shirt off, Luke.
Here's a good one.
Give them what they want.
This isn't a podcast. It's just four people rambling.
It's true.
Yep.
So pick a topic or something.
That's straight up.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know what? Pick a different podcast.
Yeah. That's right.
We don't care.
Love it.
One more. I always liked Tim Hawkins, but I don't get this. Why are we talking about smoking like it's a good thing?
Candy cigarettes allowed.
None allowed.
Hilarious.
All right.
You guys agree with that?
What?
No.
What? Candy what? Cigarettes?
No.
You didn't yeah, like we that? Think they're
that
fine.
That was funny.
Yeah, no yeah. candy allowed, Dad.
And maybe that person was being funny,
can't
too.
Can't even joke
even
about...
No, Dad, that's
they
candy.
Might have been joking.
See, that's why I don't read the comments. I get yeah, all worked up.
Like, oh, don't get worked up.
Do you get
up.
Worked up?
Get a little like...
Well, it's kind of like a Karen
Do you get
thing.
Defensive?
Like, why are we even... Why, no, why would you take the time to even write
any of
that?
Some people were meant to offend. That's my...
But yeah, these are this. That was one comment of hundreds just yeah. saying, we but love no, the podcast. I, we love right, seeing your guys' right. faces.
And it's, yeah, and I think we're off to a good start. So, yeah, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
But thank you yes. guys for kind of being the catalyst for this.
Yes.
And I just see.
Thanks, Cooper.
Yeah, thanks, Cooper.
I just feel like
couldn't have done it without
shooting for
you.
The stars.
Well, yeah, we'll see stars. About that. Talking about how we eat our candy.
Yeah, Coop yeah. wearing his white socks and his Birkenstocks.
You'll be wearing
Yo,
that next
back
week.
Back off of Cooper, man.
Yeah.
What's with the Raylan and Cooper thing?
I don't know. I'm just kind of still working with that. So, how is my relationship with
okay. Yeah, well, I mean,
with Brendan?
You hired him yeah. this week, and now you're railing off.
I'm excited. I'm
Brendan
sorry.
Brendan is an angel.
I'm just saying, it's a term of endearment, you idiot.
He didn't even
Yo,
say
back
anything.
Off.
Now you're yelling at him. We're the ones saying stuff, and he's not even. I
know. All right, get me out
there
of
it
here.
Is. All right, let's get going.
Close this out, big boy.
The jitterbug. Oh.
I guess we wave bye.
Oh, we do wave?